Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's service and message, The Perils of Progress. This current viral pandemic is not only taking a toll on the secular parts of society, but it is also having an impact on the church as well. Church members are forced to stay home instead of gathering on Sunday morning for health and safety reasons. It was already a challenge for many to make the effort to come to the house of worship before these restrictions were placed upon us. Now that many have a reason, not of their own making, for not coming to the house of worship, some are using it as an excuse to stop seeking and worshiping God altogether. People are taking comfort in the improved condition of mankind and do not long for a better day and place like many of the generations before them. That is one reason why Christianity has such an appeal to people. Because for many, life was at best a struggle, and at worst, a constant search for a reason to live. Progress has allowed people to live in a push-button, convenience, pleasure-seeking, comfort-oriented society that discounts faith and hope in an afterlife and places emphasis on getting what and all you can here and now. This worldview and philosophy led people to forget and disbelieve the promise of the Lord that He is coming again to judge the world. The scripture teaches that people will be surprised and unsuspecting when the Lord shall appear suddenly and without excuse. My father, along with many others in his generation and those before him, died attending church, supporting the church, and were confessing their faith in Jesus Christ. Fewer and fewer people are dying that way today. They are dying outside the church. They are dying not supporting the church or fellowshipping with other believers. They make no effort to seek to know more about the Lord, search the scriptures, and govern their lives based upon what is written therein. Progress has become their peril as they seek pleasure and satisfaction in the things their money can buy and body can allow them to enjoy. But instead of becoming a peril, Christians should allow progress to become their praise of God. They should constantly give God thanks for all the improvements in their life conditions. They should thank God that they have overcome the struggles of their parents and ancestors while remaining firmly convinced of the expectation of His return. We are living in unprecedented times in the progress made in the human condition. This progress has led and is leading many to abandon faith, hope, and love in the God of the Bible and creation to their own peril and destruction. Instead of laying around on Sunday morning, let us honor God by getting up, grooming and dressing ourselves, and gathering our family around whatever means are available to us to worship and thank the Lord from our homes. This same progress that has made our physical lives so much better than our ancestors has also allowed us to meet, communicate, and worship together, though we are apart. Therefore, for those who are being saved and waiting on the Lord, this progress is leading evermore to their praise to and for the God who has and continues to make and fulfill their lives with joy and great anticipation for the future. Let's allow progress to be our praise and not our peril. Remember to visit our website to see our latest news, announcements, and worship activities and opportunities. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phone and mobile devices. And don't forget to read and listen to my Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday. Get a jump on Sunday school by reading the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings at our website or by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.